Lesson 147. It is time plus past tense. After the words it is time, we generally use the past tense or the infinitive. For example, we say, don't you think it's time you had your hair cut? Or, don't you think it's time to have your hair cut? What do we generally use after the words it is time?
We generally use the past tense or the infinitive after the words, it is time.
Give me examples, please.
It's time we went home. It's time to go home.
Treat, shock, exceptionally, treatment. Do you think one should treat everyone alike? That is, do you think one should treat a waiter as one would treat a king? Do you know how to treat someone for shock or someone who's fainted?
Yes, I know how to treat someone for shock or someone who's fainted.
How?
By making them comfortable, keeping them warm, etc.
Can you think of a book in history, science, etc. that treats its subject exceptionally well? What do you think's the best treatment for a common cold? Allowance. Make allowance. Do you think it's better to give a child a fixed weekly allowance or give him money little by little as he needs it? In our treatment of criminals, do you think we should make allowances for the fact that the criminal has probably had a hard life as a child, etc.? Beg. Forgive. Forgiveness. Pardon. I beg your pardon. Are you against begging in the streets? On what kind of occasions do people beg for forgiveness?
The kind of occasions when people beg for forgiveness are when they have done something seriously wrong.
When we have not quite heard what someone has said, we either say, I beg your pardon, or just pardon or sorry. Cloth, clothe, clothing. What's the difference between the words cloth and clothe?
The difference between the words cloth and clothes is that cloth is material, it's a noun, whilst clothes is a verb meaning to put on or to wear clothes.
About how many more pieces of clothing does the average person wear in cold weather than in hot weather? Disease, contagious, influenza, malaria, fever, yellow fever. A disease is an illness which is sometimes contagious, like influenza, malaria, or yellow fever, etc. What do we generally mean by a disease?
By a disease, we generally mean an illness which is sometimes contagious, like influenza, malaria, or yellow fever, etc.
Fire. What are the orders an officer gives his men when he wants them to fire on the enemy in a battle?
The orders an officer gives his men when he wants them to fire on the enemy in a battle are take aim, steady, fire, or ready, aim, fire.
Room, solution. Do you think there is, and always will be, enough room in the world for everybody? If not, what do you think's the best solution to the problem? Sharp. The word sharp has many meanings, but basically it means quick, sudden, violent, severe. What's the difference between a sharp pain and a dull pain? Does it make you feel a little angry if you have to write with a pencil that hasn't got a sharp point, or cut with a knife that hasn't got a sharp edge? Cape. Horn. Name me some famous capes in the world.
Some famous capes in the world are the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa, Cape Horn in South America, etc.
Raw, unprocessed. Do you ever eat raw meat or vegetables? What do we mean by raw materials?
By raw materials, we mean materials in their natural or unprocessed state.
Give me some examples, please.
Coal. Wood. Metal.
Sample. Beforehand. Why does a business send its customers a sample of the goods it wishes to sell?
A business sends its customers a sample of the goods it wishes to sell so that the customers can see beforehand what the goods look like before ordering a large quantity.
Undergraduate. Graduate. What do we call a university student who has not yet taken his degree and one who has taken it?
A university student who has not yet taken his degree we call an undergraduate, whilst one who has taken it we call a graduate.
Vain. Struggle. What does the word vain mean?
The word vain means vano, vanitoso.
Give me an example, please.
They struggled in vain to free themselves from the ropes that bound their hands behind their backs. He was very vain about his appearance. He was always looking at himself in the mirror.